Welcome to this week's episode of Soccer Neophytes Podcast. It was a manic Monday. We are all looting. We're going to play a game. Is this a real team or no? We're going to look at what battles remain, what teams are on vacation, and Leicester's troubles. Andrew.
Nathan.
We're recording on a Monday night. And we had a lot happen and still happening. Chris currently isn't on. Last night, Chris texts us and says, "I'm out tonight, boys. I'm going to Red Hot Chili Peppers." In Chris's previous life, he worked for a ticket selling company. And so he still does a lot of last minute ticket purchasing. And so last night he decided to buy tickets to Red Hot Chili Peppers and he left. So then I was like, "Andrew, do you want to just do this, you and I?"
And how did I respond?
With silence, just like I did. There was no silence. So then finally I just gave up. And then what happened, Andrew?
I decided to take a nap at 6 p.m. and lo and behold, I ended up waking up at 11:30 p.m., which completely screwed up my entire. That was last night, and now here we are, and I haven't slept since I woke up then, and I'm very tired. And since then, I also flew to Las Vegas, and I'm at a conference all day, and I'm here till Thursday. So I'm just very tired in my hotel room right now.
It's very funny. You've been up for almost 24 hours.
But it's just been a lot of work.
Yeah, and you're in Las Vegas, mm-hmm. in your bed at 9:10. I was like, when we logged on, I fully expected like for you to be showing off your view from your room of the strip.
Nice. Don't get me wrong. I'm at the Aria.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Floor. I could show you how nice my bathroom is if you want. But
no, it's okay. The Aria is awesome.
Yeah, I'm just I'll enjoy it tomorrow. For now, I'm just gonna.
That's fine. You can send us pictures. We'll get this podcast recorded. And then Chris is still not with us. Part of the deal is we would wait till 9 for him. He's coaching Little League. They should have been done by 9. And we got a text at like 6:30 saying the umpire is not there. Then we just got a text saying we're in extra innings. So I don't think we're going to have Chris. But so we're starting without him. If he hops on, he can contribute whatever he wants. But
it's a big match for him, though. I mean, right? Is it the final?
No, I think it's the start of the playoffs for him.
Oh,
so
then I don't approve.
Yeah, I know. But he's the coach, so commitments.
Hey, did anything happen in a specific baseball game that you watched recently involving maybe a family member of yours?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Titus sprained his wrist pretty bad. We were also in the playoffs. Titus sprained his wrist pretty bad. He didn't even think he was going to play, but we only had 8 players. For our British listeners, you need 9. And so I was like, "Buddy, you got to get out there. I'll just tell coach like to put you in a position where they're not going to hit you a lot of balls. And you're just going to have to do your best hitting." So we were down 4-0 in the bottom of the last inning. So basically the end of the game. And bases were loaded and he got up to bat and had he basically swung to bat one-handed and got a hit that blooped over the first baseman's head, game tying single. And then the next batter drove in the game winning run. So that was pretty exciting.
Nice. Congrats. Yeah.
Very fun. So
yeah.
But that's baseball. We are not a youth baseball podcast, although that would be that would not be entertaining. No one would listen to that.
You couldn't tell by listening to us talk, though, because it just takes up so much of your time. And I have 3 sons. One point, I coached all 3 of their teams in the same season.
Oh.
And it felt like I was working a second full-time job. And
yeah,
then,
that's a full-time job.
Yeah, it was exhausting.
Well, when I wrote this the intro, it was under the impression that we'd record on a Sunday night. So when I referred to Monday, I was referring to last Monday. So this is a whole week ago, and we don't need to spend a lot of time on it, but I did think last Monday's fixtures were insane.
They were Everton again. Everton, how they just basically cleared themselves. They're sitting fine. Them and Forest.
Yeah, they laid a lick on Brighton 5-1. There were so many goals scored on that Monday. Like, what in the hell's happening? And it was odd because there was games starting at 7. So I don't remember, one of you guys texted like, "Oh, Leicester's done at like 7:30 in the morning here in Phoenix." And I was like, "Oh
That
crap,
was
I
me.
forgot those games started already."
Yeah, it was like the Coronation Day celebration, I think, when they
Yeah.
had the bank holiday.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was nice. There was soccer on all day. It was
Yeah,
great.
Fulham 5, Leicester 3, Everton beats Brighton at Brighton 5-1, and then Forest wins against Southampton 4-3 in what turned out
But
to be a thriller. I mean,
yeah, it was 3-0.
yeah.
Yeah.
So I just thought, I mean, I don't know. We'd have to look back in history, but on a Monday, there's probably not a lot of Mondays where three matches have been played.
And with such consequences.
That's pretty rare, but we'd be hard pressed that any Monday has had that many goals scored on it in Premier League history. What is that? 14, 8, 21, 21 goals
Between
scored
three matches, it's
in
not
three
bad.
matches.
That's it's an exciting day.
Where's Kyle when we need him?
Right? Yeah, I mean that's always fun. I don't get me wrong. I love a good nothing tie, but every now and again, when it rains, it pours, and I'm all for it.
That's right. Well, the championship playoffs are going. We already know that Sheffield United and Burnley are coming up, but right now the EFL championship semifinals, two-leg semifinals are going on. Those happened over the weekend. Coventry and Middlesbrough. I'm sure I'm butchering it. They drew nil-nil at Coventry, so they'll go to Middlesbrough on Wednesday, and whoever wins that game will advance. And then Sunderland took a 2-1 lead over Luton Town at home, so
Oh
they go to Luton Town tomorrow, and we are all Luton Town here on the podcast.
no. It took me by surprise how much I care about this club I've never heard of before, because every you want go through it. Just walk us through all the great details, but I am 100% on board with Luton Town getting promoted.
Well, they just have like one of the, they're just nestled in this little community. Their park is nestled in this little community. To get to the away end, you enter in through this little side, like just entrance off a street. It looks like you could be going into a pub. You enter in and you walk back in between like residential buildings. And then also you just turn a corner into the stadium. It's amazing.
It's compact. And I'm sorry, they had a mascot too, didn't they?
Oh, they did, but I don't remember what that guy's name was.
He's sort of like a British version of Gritty.
I
For
think
those of you who don't know, look up Gritty, the Philadelphia Flyers mascot, and prepare to be horrified, but then you'll realize he's such a great man, that Gritty. I'm no Philly fan, but Gritty's a great mascot, and this Luton Town guy that reminded me of him.
Well, and I think that stadium only holds 10,000 people. And I've heard the comparison is, if you're wondering, oh, it's Happy Harry.
Happy Harry.
Happy
Happy
Harry.
Harry of Luton Town. There we go.
It's beautiful. But apparently there's been some debate how long realistically if could Wrexham make it to the Premier League? So, like, what's the over under on Wrexham getting to the Premier League? So that's been a question going
So
around.
right now they just actually entered the bottom rung, right? That's what they got into.
The fourth tier, yeah, League Two. So
League Two.
the question is like, yeah, how long? So that's a debate that's happening. I said not within 10 years. That's my prediction. I think it's
To
that
make it.
hard to make it.
Well, okay, so let's talk about it in a different way. They started with one of the worst teams in one of the worst, divisions, leagues, whatever, and they dumped money into it. And throwing money at problems works in sports, especially when it's significantly more than all of your peers in that league.
That's right.
As they get to the championship league, the other owners are also going to be millionaires and billionaires.
That's right.
So it certainly their learning curve gets steeper or shallower. I don't know what the metaphor would be, but
Either
it's
way.
going to be tougher in the future as well.
Yeah, I think it's hard to break out of these leagues. And so, but the reason I bring it up in reference to Luton is because apparently Luton is the OG Wrexham.
Oh yeah.
Like Luton has slowly built their way out of obscurity over the years.
Do they also have celebrity superstar owners?
I don't think so. I think they've done
Oh.
it the good old-fashioned way.
So they did it the real way, so we should judge we should judge them less critically. Got it. Yeah, let's
Yes,
go Luton.
that's right. But we're all Luton here. So we'll see. But with that being said, it felt like the perfect opportunity for us to play a little game that we haven't played yet here with you, Andrew. And that is this a real team or not?
Okay.
So I have a list of teams here, and I'm going to ask you if you think this is a real team. Now, this could come from, I didn't go super deep. I think the lowest division I went was the National League South and North, which is the division just below the one Wrexham was in. So I think I went to the sixth tier.
So
So
we're talking of six tiers, we'll say is approximately 140 teams, maybe possible.
100, yeah, 120, 130 probably.
Yeah.
So the question is this a real team?
Let's do it.
So the first one, Hartlepool.
Hartlepool. Now, here's the thing. I know you, I'm going to say you started out with a fake one first. So I'm going to say that was fake.
No. Hartlepool is a real team. Hartlepool United FC. They are currently in League Two, but they are about to be relegated into, oh, let's see. They have already been relegated into the National League. So they
That's
will be
embarrassing.
dropping down and Wrexham will be coming up.
Oh, it's a nice little swap.
A little swap.
Yeah.
All right. The next one, Plymouth Argyle.
Well, Plymouth makes sense. Argyle would be a dis Plymouth Argyle. Argyle is the driver from Die Hard. I'm going to say no, Plymouth Argyle. It's like you're trying to trick me by adding Plymouth, which is a real place. So no.
Plymouth Argyle is a real club.
It.
And what's even more impressive is they just won League One. And so they will be in the championship next year.
That's a big deal.
That is a big deal. I mean, it is probably a long shot, but it is within the realm of possibility that they could be in the Premier League in the 24-25 season. So.
Is there a Championship League version of Everton, a team that just stays there and doesn't move up or down? It just kind of floats there for a long, long time.
Oh man, I'm sure there is, but I do not know who they are.
Gotcha.
I do not know who they
And
are.
I'm sorry, we're getting Burnley.
We are getting Burnley.
And who else? Watford?
No, Sheffield
Sheffield.
United.
Yeah.
Sheffield United.
And then hopefully Luton Town.
and then hopefully Luton Town. That's
All
right.
right. Hit me. Hit me. Give me number
All
three.
right. The next one is MK Dons.
It's so stupid. Of course it's real.
Yes,
Yeah. Okay.
that is a real team.
You know, for me, just for the record, it was mostly about Yehu not being clever enough to make up a fake team that sounded that
100%. There is no chance I would ever make up that team name.
bad. Where are they?
They are in League One. They just finished 24. Oh, they just got relegated to League Two, actually.
Woof.
However, and I'm trying to remember the details of MK Dons, but okay, so this club has only been around since 2004. We're talking.
Okay.
That is like they got to be the newest club. Every club was, the late 1800s.
Was going to say every club has on their logo, it has an 18 in the year.
That's right.
Yeah.
But here is why. Because there was a club called Wimbledon FC and they relocated to Milton Keynes. So from South London, they moved to some town called Milton Keynes and renamed themselves, and it was super controversial. So really random, a team moved to a new city. Very bizarre.
That never happens. It's funny because I don't know. I think about the fact that there are hundreds upon hundreds of soccer clubs in England. Just hundreds. And some of them people take seriously and some don't. But for the most part, it's just a group of, 18 guys who all play together. When you
Yeah.
think about it so simply, almost like how it has been growing up, like just neighborhood clubs, and then some of them just start to catch on. It's kind of wild.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah.
It's true. All right. The next one, Ebbets United.
I mean, it sounds real. So, yeah.
It's not.
That was your attempt at trying to sound real.
There's a club called Ebbs Fleet United. Ebbs Fleet United. They just won the National League South. So they will be promoted to the National League where Wrexham just left. So,
Gotcha.
right, I've got two more for you.
Hit me.
Boreham Wood. Boreham
Boreham
Wood.
Wood. That sounds like something from Lord of the Rings. We must take a detour through the Boreham Wood. Yeah, why not?
It is.
Okay.
Boreham Wood, they just finished sixth in the National League. So they're staying put there. But Boreham Wood FC.
Yeah.
And the final team, Dag and Red.
I hope it's real.
It is for sure real. I
Dag and
basically
Red.
gave you some of the best names. It's actually short for Dagenham and Redbridge Football Club, but they're called Dag and Red often, nicknamed the Daggers. They finished 10th in the National League, so they're staying put down there. But Dag and Red.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because you could have mentioned Sheffield Tuesday or whatever they're called, and I would
Sheffield
have been like,
Wednesday.
I already knew that one. Is
Oh,
it
yeah.
Sheffield? What is it called?
Sheffield Wednesday.
Sheffield Wednesday is what they're called. Yeah, I'm like, I already knew that one, but and I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I try to stay away from championship clubs that I thought you might have heard of.
Yeah, it's weird that I kind of like I'm interested in what's going on in that league when I barely have enough time to follow what's going on in the EPL too.
I
So
know.
it's,
I
yeah.
know. Well, thank you for playing this year's version of Is This a Real Club?
Yeah, I thought we were going to for the record, we should have had it been like a Star Wars Cantina character or real soccer club. And
Yes, that was your text, which is perfect. Is this a location in, yeah, in a Star Wars forest, Boreham
Yeah.
Wood?
Yo, the moons of Endor, pretty sure they're in
Do
the
the Ewoks
Championship
live? Do
League.
the Ewoks live? Who lives in Boreham Wood? the Ewoks or the Wookiees? Oh, that's funny. All right. Well, we have our first relegated team. Southampton is going down.
Good riddance.
We've seen that coming for quite a while. So, Southampton has been a mainstay the entire time that I've been recording this podcast, the last 5 years. So, a bit sad to see them go. But not a surprise. I thought they were going to get relegated last year. They managed to stay up. So the question remains, though, who else? So Chris gave us this task. He said, look at Everton, Leeds, Leicester, and Forest. Look at their schedules and who else is going to go down. So as a recap of where things stand, Leicester sits at 30 points, Leeds at 31. Everton at 32 and Nottingham Forest at 34. All teams have two matches left. So, in theory, any of those teams could go down. I think West Ham could potentially also go down, but they're almost mathematically safe.
What's West Ham at right now?
They're at 37 points,
Oh
but
no, then they're safe from.
They would have to, Leeds would have to win their matches. I mean, there's a lot that would have to happen. They're basically safe. So Forest, Everton, Leeds, and Leicester are the teams we're looking at. So here's who everyone has left. And I made like little predictions to see how many points I thought these teams would get. But Everton is at Wolves and home to Bournemouth. Leeds is at West Ham. Then home to Tottenham. Leicester is at Newcastle and home to West Ham. And Forest is home to Arsenal and at Crystal Palace.
Jesus.
So
There's
some
some
tough
matches.
matches for these teams.
That Bournemouth Wolves match up for Everton. I don't think either matches up well for Everton. I think Wolves have been playing great, and Bournemouth, who knows what Bournemouth is going to show up on a given Sunday.
Well, it's hard once you start playing these middle teams like Wolves, and we're going to talk about this in a little bit, but Wolves have nothing to play for, and it looked like it on Saturday. Like there was just no, they have nothing to play for, like maybe a position or two on the table, but I think a lot of these players are checking out, and I think Bournemouth's in the same spot. So I
Sorry,
think
did we bury the lead, by the way? We had a big Saturday hangout and
we
watched
did.
the neophyte derby.
We did, yeah. I made a whole bunch of pancakes, some bacon, sausage. A friend brought some donuts over. It was a blast.
I thought it was a good match. I thought Wolves looked good against United. What was the final? 2-0?
2-0,
2-0?
yeah.
Yeah. I thought I really enjoyed the fact that as soon as they made the single worst substitution in the world, United did. They brought on Fred and Maguire at the same time, and
Yeah.
Chris was like, "Well, I think you said it first," but Chris was like, oh, "I guess that's a game. We're gonna lose this one."
Totally.
And then Fred scored.
No, Fred didn't score.
Oh, he
Garnacho
assisted.
scored. But we joked that I thought either Fred was going to score or Wolves were going to win. It didn't feel
Yeah.
like either there was another option either way. But
But no, that was a it was a fun match. It
the
was a good one.
problem is Wolves were totally toothless. Wolves had 5 shots and 0 on target. It was just they had nothing. There was nothing there. It was they held United fairly sterile, but not enough. Yeah, it was. So that's where I think a team like Everton has a shot because Wolves and Bournemouth don't have much to play for. Tottenham does, Newcastle does, Arsenal does
Yeah.
ish. So out of those teams, what do you think?
I think that if Wolves goalie plays anywhere nearly as good as he did on Saturday, they've got a shot in every single game. That guy was off the hook on
Yeah.
Saturday. It was shot after shot. Here I am actually wanting to talk about Wolves, and you're trying to stay on topic.
I know.
There's a first time for everything.
There is a first time for everything.
Maybe I'm just Maybe it's wishful thinking, because yeah, playing Wolves and Bournemouth isn't as tough as the other schedules, so Everton looks like they could be safe, which pisses me off. We were toying with hope there for a second, but
We
it
were.
looks like they might have escaped once again. Was it Leeds who's playing Arsenal and then at Crystal Palace?
No, that's Forest.
Forest, it's a good thing they've got the points already,
Yeah, I
because
agree.
that is rough.
I agree.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if the table just stays the same and,
Yep.
Everton and Forest are safe and Leeds and Leicester. That would be a big that like Leeds and Leicester, those are also mainstays of the EPL, right?
More or less. I mean, Leeds has the history. They haven't actually been up for very long. They came up a couple seasons ago, but they definitely have the history. But no, and Leicester won the title not too long ago. So Leicester's fall from grace would be really is really shocking. And I'll just touch on this now, but there's reports out that Leicester is like legitimately falling apart from the inside, and the season's not even over. So there's a report that came out yesterday that their end of season awards night was already canceled, which is like an internal like awards night for their
Crap.
team, that players could have their salaries slashed up to 50% if they get relegated. And there are
That's not uncommon, right?
Well, not for their salaries to get slashed. That's uncommon. I think that's fairly uncommon that much. I think
Okay.
typically what happened is you have to sell players to like
Right.
survive. And that their recruitment team is already targeting potential signings for the championship. So it feels like they're already preparing themselves to go down, which may be good, like wise, might be wise, but I feel like their awards night being canceled, 50% pay cuts. I mean, not Everton, but Leicester could be the next Sunderland. I'm not sure if you watch Sunderland Till I Die. Have you
No.
watched that? Oh, it's super depressing. You'll love it.
Oh, can't wait. Is
It's the
it?
most depressing football documentary there is.
Oh, so here's the thing. I like depressing movies. I don't like depressing documentaries. I draw a fine line.
It's too close
Yeah,
to
I'm like, yeah, I mean, at least when I'm watching a depressing film, I can be like, well, the emotions feel real. So, whatever. At least I don't have to, at least it's still made up. You know what I mean? That's enough. And then you see, children dying in a documentary and you're like, yeah, I didn't need that part.
Well, I don't think any kids die in Sunderland till I die, but it does tell the tale of Sunderland, which is another kind of massive club. And their fall from grace, and which they're actually in the playoffs, so they might be back to the Premier League
Because we
soon.
don't want that. We want Luton Town. That's
That's
who
right.
we're looking for.
We do want Luton Town. So all that to say, Leicester could do the double dip, which is where you fall to the championship and then you fall again to like League One.
That's how that seems like it would have to be uncommon, unless there was like an act of God.
No, it happens fairly regularly, and maybe not back to back years, but within a couple years, it's pretty normal for teams that mismanage their situation, because the loss of revenue is so dramatic
Yeah.
that if you don't manage it well, that's where I think Everton, if Everton goes down, I could see Everton going down to League One because their financial situation is so crappy. And it sounds like Leicester's in the same position. So it does feel like whatever team goes down could be in really bad shape. So
Yeah, and the fact that I'm still wrapping my head around the fact that Man City is who feels like a mainstay, period. Only what 10 years ago was just like nowhere near the team that they are now.
yeah, I think a
Yeah.
little longer than 10 years now, but definitely, yeah, they for sure were not who they were until they were purchased by the UAE. I think they're UAE owned. I don't know. I'm forgetting off the top
Gotcha.
of my head. But yeah, until all they got all the oil money, they were not this dominant club for sure.
Do you think the oil tycoons look at Rob Reynolds and Mac and just kind of giggle at him like, oh, it's cute.
That's cute. That's cute money.
It's adorable that thousands upon millions, that's all.
Yeah. Well, I think like Wolves were actually down in League Three or like League One, so the third tier, as soon as 2013, 14.
Oh crap. Okay. And then they got all the way up to Premier in 2018 or so, 19.
Yeah.
Nice.
So it
All
can
right.
happen. So both can happen. Well, getting back to the original question, I actually agree with you. I What's funny is I don't see these teams getting almost any points
Yeah.
out of their next few matches. I don't think Leicester, I think maybe Leeds gets a point against
Tottenham.
maybe Tottenham. But I really I don't see Leicester getting any points from being Newcastle or West Ham.
Nope.
I don't see Forest getting any points. The only team I think
They
have.
can draw against Crystal Palace.
Yeah, they could, but it's at Palace, and Forest has been abysmal on the road this year. They've been worse than United. So,
Yeah, but Crystal Palace only scores like in bunches. So they'll score like either two or three or zero.
yeah, I still think Forest would lose there.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah, I feel like it's going to stay the same. I think Leicester and Leeds are doomed.
Speaking of having something to play for,
Yeah.
Tottenham.
Yeah.
Wow.
I went through that exercise as well. I was curious between Brighton, Tottenham, and Villa. So we basically have a race for the six and seven spots between three teams. Brighton has a clear edge because they have a point and two games in hand over Spurs and Villa. However, Brighton has a very tough schedule.
Yeah.
Brighton has starting tomorrow, they're at Newcastle. I don't see them getting points there.
None.
Then they have their home to Southampton. I think they'll get 3 points there. They're home with City. I don't
Wait,
think
they're home against Southampton? Southampton might not even show up to the game. They've already been relegated.
That's true. They might not even play. They're going to play their U18s to give them
I guess.
some experience. So Brighton should get three there, but then they play City. I don't think they'll get points there. And then they're at Villa, which will not be an easy match. So,
Every one of those matches means something. That's
yeah.
City needs to win,
Yep.
obviously. Villa is really, really proud of the fact that they're currently in sixth, I imagine. And
Yep.
right, they're currently in sixth. It
Now,
goes
Villa's an
six.
eight. Villa's an
Oh,
eight.
Villa's
Brighton's
in
in
eighth,
six.
Brighton's in
Tottenham's in
sixth.
seven.
Yeah.
And Villa and Tottenham are tied. They're level on points, so it's only goal differential, which Tottenham has plus six versus Villa's plus four.
God, that's embarrassing for both of those teams that their goal differential is that low. And they're in
Yeah.
the sixth. Oh, that's wild.
I don't see Villa also has a tough schedule. I don't see Villa getting more than 1 point in these next. They're at Liverpool, and Liverpool is just they're peaking a month late. If they would have peaked a month earlier, they'd probably be in this title race.
Yeah, the same thing with United. Imagine if they hadn't started the season with Ronaldo and how good they've become since.
Yeah. I mean, Liverpool's playing just as good as Man City right now. So,
Yeah.
I don't see Villa getting any points from Liverpool. And then they've got that final weekend match against Brighton. And it's very possible that Brighton beats them. So it'll be interesting. Then you have Tottenham. Tottenham has home to Brentford. which Brentford,
Fine.
that,
Yep.
you know, it's just a toss-up.
Great.
Like a lot of these matches are toss-ups to finish the season. And then Spurs on the road at Leeds to finish the year, depending on what Leeds has to play for, that could be a really tough battle. So I think there's some excitement in that 5-6 or 6-7-8 spot for those
But
final two European
let's not
positions.
forget who top what Tottenham is playing for. My
Exactly.
love.
They're playing for your love, and that says a lot.
Yeah. By the way, the golden trifecta, if Tottenham finishes eighth and Luton Town gets promoted, guess who's getting a new team, baby?
Yes, that'd be amazing.
I'm gonna get Happy Harry on all of my shirts. It'll be great. I'll start a campaign.
That'd be amazing. Well, my final question is, I hinted at it earlier, but Wolves appeared to be on vacation during the match. You'll hear, I don't know if commentators will say it, but I see it on Twitter a lot for teams that are in the mid table slumber, where they don't really have a lot to play for. Maybe a position or two on the table, but you know, teams like Chelsea, Crystal Palace, Wolves, Bournemouth, probably Fulham, Brentford, they really don't have a lot to play for. And so
So
you'll
anything
hear,
9 to 13 or so, right? 13 or 14. Got it.
I mean, I guess Brentford still has an outside shot of getting into the seventh spot, but it would take a lot for that to happen. So they probably still believe they can, though. So we'll leave Brentford out. So basically 10 through 14, maybe even West Ham at 15, don't have a lot to play for. And so these teams, you're going to see potentially some funky lineups, some players getting playing time. Wolves especially will probably have a lot of turnover in the offseason, and some beloved players are going to be leaving. And so you might see some players play who normally wouldn't, to get some kind of cameo appearances to say goodbye. So all that just leaves the door wide open. But you'll hear it say that they're already on the beach. And so my question for you, Andrew, if you were a professional footballer with all of the resources in the world, and you were looking at basically a week and a half before you were gonna literally be on the beach, where would you be going? Where you're sitting in your apartment, you know, in North London with your lady, and you guys are on, I don't know.
Ladies, plural, multiple. Of
Oh, that's true. You're a professional footballer. So you've
course.
got your ladies and you're trying to decide where you're going to take them for vacation right after the season. Where would it be?
I have always wanted to do just like rent a boat and do the Greek Isles.
Oh, dude, that is.
And it feels like a footballer response too, because it's so baller.
What's amazing is that mine is so similar.
Okay, hit me. Where are you going?
You're going to be visiting me. Mine wasn't a boat, but I was just going to find, I'm sure there's a random Greek island that you could probably rent for for a
Just
month.
for a week and a half?
So that's what I was going to do, is I was going to find a little island with, and just hire, you know, a food service team, and you can come crash for a week on your boat. We'll hang out. It'll be a
But
blast.
don't even look at my ladies though.
No,
But
no, no. I'm
No,
out.
yeah, the Greeks know how to relax, dude, and they
I
also
know.
have good food.
I've never been, so
I haven't either.
it seemed like it'd be a fun place to go. So, well, that's all we have as far as non. Well, that's not true. I do want to. There was one celebration I wanted to mention that I thought
Which
was
one? I didn't.
Dwight McNeil. It was last Monday when Dwight McNeil scored one of the goals for Everton. He danced around the keeper, and there was no one in sight, and he airplaned walked the ball into the goal.
Oh, no.
It was great. It was great. But he deserved it. He danced around the keeper, got the keeper to go down, and then he dribbled around him and just airplane walked it.
Oh, that's good. Is that a By the way, we didn't mention United had a clean sheet, by the way, again, despite the fact
That's
that David De Gea is,
but
I don't get it.
it was at
What's that?
home. It
It
was at
was at
home,
home. Yeah,
remember?
because that's the only place they win. Yeah.
That's right. And
Yeah.
I was bummed, but I've done really poorly in my real life betting over the last like week and a half, 2 weeks, basically since the turn of the month. And so I've been a lot more conservative. I haven't placed as many bets. And I was like, should I feel like Wolves are going to lose 2-0. So I wanted to bet that bet and I didn't. So
Yeah, I mean, just like we talked about, bottom half of the table at home. Yeah, that's kind of what United does really well.
yeah, it felt like that is what was going to happen.
It's
So
funny, I'm in Vegas. Do you remember back in the day when a friend of yours would go to Vegas before the internet had its abilities that it has now, and you'd be like, dude, drop me a bet on this and this or whatever if they were going to book.
totally.
That is totally not needed anymore. And
It's
the
not.
idea that, like you would be like, hey Nate, can you I'm gonna give you $50. All you'd have to say is, yeah, they lost. I put it on black or whatever.
Yeah,
Yeah, then you
totally.
keep it. But no, it's anyway.
However,
It's
I did go to I went to Vegas for March Madness, the college basketball tournament for our British friends.
this year?
No, this was 4 or 5 years ago,
Gotcha.
and we just hung out in this massive hall and watched college basketball all day and place bets. And that was there's nothing like it. There's nothing like watching a game that half the people in there need a basket to go in and the other half need it to miss, and the whole place erupting and people throwing their betting slips down, and it's amazing.
Dude, I agree with you. I do not bet on sports, but I watch other people do it and I'm like, oh man, they're experiencing like this loss twice, especially if they're betting with their heart.
Oh,
Oh.
dude, this guy we were with, he was like a, I don't know, maybe probably not a call. He might have been a college student still, but I think he was maybe like just newly starting working. He had like $1,000 to his name, and he had no money to really bet with for the weekend. So it might even been 2 grand. He's basically said, I'm gonna bet on a fifth a 2 seed to beat a 15 seed. Horrible odds, but if I put 2 grand on it, I might win $100, and then I can use that 100 for the rest of the weekend. They, of course, lost.
I hope it was U of A against Santa Clara or
All right.
whatever.
It wasn't that, but dude, he was just he couldn't do it. He was so devastated. I was like honestly worried for his life.
Yeah, that's why also the sure thing bets, such as a two beating a 15, the payout is so low. I mean, obviously, and so that when it does happen, it feels like an extra big kick in the face. Yeah, I don't.
No, that's not worth it. Those bets, that's not smart.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's almost like being a like investing when you look at it that way. Like, I'm just gonna take this $10,000, put it in the bank, and get a 5% return or whatever.
Yeah.
And gamblers want the bigger hit. Yeah, it's
No,
not for me. I love
not
watching
worth
other
it.
people. It does make it more exciting when you watch it at a sports book, but it's just totally not for me.
Yeah. Well, speaking of betting, the FanDuel best bet.
FanDuel.
This is kind of a running theme, but most people lost this weekend. Andrew, you had Everton at plus 1,000 to beat Man City, which I
How'd
know
they do?
you're just throwing stuff at the wall. You lost. Chris took Wolves to beat United at plus 600. That lost. Tim didn't give us a best bet, so we gave him Southampton at plus 250. That lost. I dribbled the ball in the corner and took City minus 370, and I won $27.03. for this week, we actually, Tim and I both took Liverpool to beat Leicester, which was today's match, because that's what we thought we were going to be betting on last night. So I've just moved that bet forward to him and I both taking Liverpool over Aston Villa at -210, which
That's wow.
do you
Those
think
odds, I'm surprised by that. Wait, is it in Liverpool?
it's in Liverpool? That's why.
Okay.
Yep. But so Tim and I are both going to take that. Chris is taking Bournemouth at +460. Chris again is trying to dig himself out of the hole. So he's taking Bournemouth. And I think it might be reverse curse because he's taking Bournemouth over Manchester United. Andrew, who are you taking?
I am not sure. I haven't even looked because I've been on a flight and stayed up and whatever.
Let me give you some odds.
Please.
Newcastle is -105. Brighton is +250. Tottenham is
Newcastle is -105.
at home versus Brighton.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that feels like a lock.
That feels like a good one.
Yeah, I'll take Newcastle at home.
You like that one? All right.
I do. With those odds, I mean,
Yeah, that's a good bet.
I didn't think Brighton was, I mean, well, that'll make you 95 bucks or so, right?
Yeah.
All
Yeah.
right.
There
Why
you
not?
go. I like it.
Okay.
Well, bud, there's some good soccer this week. As we mentioned earlier, is the championship semifinals. The second leg of the championship semifinals are Tuesday and Wednesday. We didn't mention this last week, but Champions League, the second leg of those matches are Tuesday and Wednesday. Inter Milan versus AC Milan tomorrow at noon, and Wednesday is Man City hosts Real Madrid. That will be the match to watch for sure there.
That,
And
the
then,
first one of the first leg of that ended with a 1-1 draw, right?
yeah, that's right. So
Yeah.
that should be really exciting.
And then we're getting a Milanese team in the finals.
That's right. Yeah,
Well,
whatever we decided they're called, right?
Milano?
Milanese, we don't know.
Milanese, Milano. I don't know.
And then Thursday, Newcastle hosts Brighton, and then Saturday and Sunday, Monday, we got a whole bunch of matches to choose from that have implications on
Almost
Europe.
every, it's so awesome that almost every match has an implication of some kind.
That's
And I
right.
know it feels like everybody's got, you know, seven places get to go to a Europa conference, right? That's what it is, the seventh
Yep.
place.
I mean, yeah, honestly, I think every match except for Fulham Crystal Palace has implications over the weekend. So it's really exciting.
Imagine watching Fulham Crystal Palace on a regular week and then knowing that it's the one week when it is the least consequential anyway. It's funny.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, we finish this at a reasonable time for you to
Yeah.
get some good rest so you can tear up Vegas over the next couple of days.
Yeah, I'll try and be more. It's not even 10 o'clock and I am going to turn off my computer and close my eyes.
I love it. We'll get some good rest, my
Such a
man.
boring man. All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, good night.
Night. Bye.